this is Adam from Lubbock, Texas. I just wanted to give a tribute to my mother, Brenda. She raised 4 daughters and 2 sons, and we were a pain in her butt growing up, and I'm the second oldest, and she did everything to ensure that we had what we needed to survive and feel loved, and she did the majority of her life as a single mom. Just wanted to say happy Mother's Day, Mom.
All right. Hey, maybe you were a pain somewhere to your mom as well. I don't know. But Mother's Day's here, and you can make up the difference by being a good son or daughter, right? And recognizing mom on Mom's Day. Dr. Andy here from Intentional Living, and one of the ways you can do it is send out a tribute to mom right here, live on the radio, all around the country and around the world online, and add it to our podcast as well. All you have to do is give us a call. Tributes to Mom. What one thing about mom, what was a characteristic of mom or is a characteristic of mom or relationship with mom, something you just say, you know, when I think about it, I really appreciate this about my mom. 888-888-1717. The heaviest human baby ever born, moms are paying attention, right? Was born in 1955. It was a boy. What do you think? The heaviest baby. I mean, some say, oh, I had a 9-pound or 10-pound baby. This dear mother had a son that weighed 22 pounds, 8 ounces. He was ready for football. 22 pounds, 8 ounces at birth.
That sounds like a 1-year-old.
That's an ouch right there. That is an ouch. I don't know. Just a thought. And, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and did you know that the statistics on Mother's Day, I was just reading them here, it's kind of interesting. There will be approximately 122 million phone calls or texts or what have you made on the second Sunday of May, Mother's Day. It's the busiest day of the year for restaurants. It's the busiest day of the year for telephone calls in preparation for Father's Day, where there'll be about maybe 100 phone calls and 50 of them will be wrong number. right, Dad? You know what I'm talking about here. It's interesting, though. This is a right off of the information online when it talks about babies. Did you know, when it has to do with hearing mom's voice, that the first sound a baby vocalizes after they're born is the word ma, right? Not dad, ma, right? What I found really interesting in the research is that when a fetal heart races faster when hearing a mother's voice, this is before birth, a fetal, right? This is a little baby in the mother's womb. The fetal heart rate races faster when hearing a mother's voice than a stranger's voice. Isn't that interesting? A mother's voice also eases older children's stress just as much as a real-life hug. The sound of a mother's voice lowers a child's stress hormones. And I found that interesting to say, you know, in this day and age when there's discussion about abortion, this is not life. I mean, this little baby being developed in the mother's womb can hear the mother's voice, and it makes a difference. What about Dad? You know, Dad getting real close. Hello? All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to just open the phone lines right now. Tributes to mom. Come on now. Every phone line should be doubled up here quickly. What's a tribute to your mom? 888-888-1717. Let's go. 888-888-1717. All right. A couple more stats before we get to our calls. There are roughly 82.5 million mothers in the United States, more than 2 billion worldwide. Approximately 4 babies are born every second. And 2% of those U.S. mothers have adopted children, an adopted child, which is a beautiful, wonderful thing, and powerful. And just dads, be reminded, the average mom will have changed approximately 7,300 diapers by the time her baby reaches age 2. And if you have more than one child, yeah, I suppose you can do the math. Because you know what Dad's thinking right now? Let me see. They're about 30 cents a piece. And all right. Tributes to Mom. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's go to California. Franca, you're first. What's your tribute to mom today?
Well, I have to say two things immediately came to my mind when you asked that. One of the best things that my mom ever shared with me was she would say to me, crying is a sign of strength. And I just really, I understand that even on a deeper level now. As an adult, I share it with my clients regularly. I do body work, and when somebody cries, that's a sign that they're opening up and they're vulnerable. And being vulnerable is not always an easy thing to do.
No, it isn't.
And so it's just beautiful to be able to really, truly believe and understand that crying is a sign of strength. It's a gift when we can cry and just unfold and unravel.
It really is to be able to, and many people struggle with that, Franca. And instead of hearing the words of, hey, crying can be a strength, many kids, especially boys, crying is a weakness.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we're taught a lot of the times, but it's really not true, in my opinion.
Yeah, we stuff stuff. I call it emotional ooze. We tend to stuff stuff, and then it just comes out like a garbage can that's overstuffed, and it oozes out, and all of a sudden, I had that experience, Frank. I share that I didn't grow up where there was a lot of emotion. I mean, our family was loving, but it wasn't an emotional family. And my wife really never saw me cry until my dad died in 1993, and that was a pretty overpowering experience for me. To feel almost out of control, like, wow, where'd this come from? And but at the same time, it's healthy, because if you don't, you're just stuffing this stuff, and it creates physical and emotional and spiritual challenges in our life.
Yes, that's true. It's beautiful that you were able to let those tears out when your father passed. I'm happy for you.
Very powerful.
Yes, and my mom said to me, always think before you speak, and that was the other powerful thing.
And that's a lot of wisdom in that. All right, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. All right, what's a tribute to mom? One thing you'd like to say about your mom that you appreciate. Maybe she's listening. Maybe she's in heaven. I don't know, but you can give that tribute. 888-888-1717 to the phone calls. Rita in Kansas, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Terrific. Tell us about mom.
About mom, I appreciated always her compassion and her outreach to others and to her family, and just the loving nature she had. She was just a beautiful woman. She passed away just 2 days ago, and so the family's in mourning. I want all the unbelievers in my family to know, you know, that she was loved always and always will be, and just. She was terrific, and we're going to miss her. But just her compassion and outreach toward the family and toward others, and her caring nature.
I'm sorry for your loss. How are you doing?
I think I'm okay. It's one of those things. It's kind of surreal right now. Yeah. We don't live in the same state. She lives in Michigan, so and that's where she passed away. But I do know that she accepted Jesus as her personal Savior at a younger age, And I know she's going to be she already is with the Lord right now, and I'm glad of that, because there's family members that are not saved, and just I'm praying through all this that maybe some will realize, you know, she's happier, she's pain-free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what an opportunity to give a tribute to mom passing away just less than a week before Mother's Day. You know, it's a reminder that we only get special moments sometimes with our parents or with these relationships that matter. I remember when my mom passed away many years ago, I talked to my mom every day. I'd call her every day. How you doing, mom? And she caught on afterwards. She said, you're just calling to see if I'm still alive, aren't you? No. That's probably, I want to make sure you're doing okay, mom, obviously. But I just wanted to call and see how you're doing, let you know I love you. And we talked a little bit. And the week that she passed away, I failed to call that whole entire week. I was busy doing something else. I still remember that. And so don't miss the opportunities, if you have them, to let mom know you care. You know, today, I just want to say, I know some of you listening, this kind of hurts, because mom wasn't terrific in your life. Less than terrific. And today and this weekend has different significance maybe to you than to others. But you know what? It's an opportunity to be reminded, maybe you're a mom or a parent yourself, that you can do different. You can break the cycle. You can be the person that God intends for you to be. That's what intentional living is all about, to be the person that God intends for you to be. All right, come join us. You got a tribute for mom? Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I'm a subscriber of the Intentional Life series, and I've gotten so much information that has helped me through this past year. Our daughter just recently decided to move out with her boyfriend, and I'm learning how to love her. She's still in the home and will be moving out the end of the year. And I just love her every day and let the Holy Spirit guide me in what to say and what to do. I just go by that passage in Corinthians that says, love always hopes and it always believes. And if you always hope and you always believe that the Father who loves you loves your child even more, that will get you through, and I think it'll make a big difference in their life. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Bye.
Listen, thank you so much. We're having fun here today talking about moms and tributes to mom. Thank you for your prayers, your support, allowing us to do this. Can't do it without your help. We got a lot of moms who support the ministry so faithfully. Thank you. And for families who do so, and couples and singles, we love you guys. Your financial support keeps Intentional Living going. And when you join monthly, by the way, what does that mean? You say, hey, we're just going to auto-give through a credit or debit, and we're just going to be a part of it every month automatically. How much? Doesn't make a difference. We don't have any set about. It's a donation. We appreciate it. The average is about $1 a day, about $30 a month. But everything goes back into helping us reach more people for Christ. That's why we do this. And we'll give you the link, the exclusive link to our exclusive platform with all of our digital teaching, our monthly teaching and the new teaching that we're doing and so on the web. So, all you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or other times, and anytime, you can go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Phone lines open. We'd love to have you call. Tributes to mom. Let's go. Sons and daughters, what's the tribute to your mom, young or old, living or maybe in heaven? 888-888-1717. Jennifer, you were telling me during the break there a little bit about your mom. You said you didn't have mom for a long time.
No, she passed when I was 7 years old.
7 years. But you still have those memories, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Very vivid. And one of the things I loved so much about my mom, especially after becoming a mom myself, she made a point. I have two older brothers. So she made a point to take each of us out kind of like on a mom-daughter and mom-son date. And I just think now that I'm a mom, that was such a sweet thing to do.
Yeah.
And she was just so compassionate. There was a time, of course, whenever, you know, I was mischievous. So if we got in trouble, we did get a spanking.
Oh.
And so she would feel so bad afterwards that almost like clockwork, she would take us for an ice cream. So
Mom, spank me.
It was almost worth it to get in trouble.
All right. Listen, tributes to mom today. You got to love them, right? Let's get back to the calls. 888-888-1717. Darlene is in Michigan. How you doing, Darlene?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. Good. What's your tribute to mom?
Well, my mom taught all of us girls the importance of Sunday dinners.
Oh.
And I know most of us, if not all of us, still keep that going now. But mom had a set of china from her mother, and she also had a set in her china cabinet from my dad's mother. So we had lots of china, and every Sunday for dinner, mom would pull out that china, depending on how many people were there. And one Sunday I was setting the table. I said, Mom, we don't need to use the china today. And she said, every Sunday dinner is an important enough occasion to pull out the china. So yeah, I thought that's something that I just love.
It sounds like you got a little emotional, or was I missing something there?
I could be, yeah. My mom fought breast cancer for 14 years, very valiant fight. And she lost her fight in 2008, but she was ready to go and it was time to let her go. Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Sorry for your loss.
So the biggest Sunday, thank you. The biggest Sunday dinner I remember, mom fed 63 people.
Oh.
And it was our family reunion, which is actually my dad's side of the family. And I've often wondered in the beginning if my mom resented it a little bit, but on family reunion weekend, which is Labor Day, everybody came to our house and we would have campers lined up in the driveway and we would have, you know, every bed in the house full. We'd open up the attic and put a bed up there. And my sister and I always got stuck up there. But we just did that every Labor Day. And now we rent a campsite and we have, you know, several hundred people
big
come
deal.
To the campsite.
But do you still pull out the good china on Sunday?
Well, when mom passed away, there are four girls in my family. We split it up. And so we've said we shouldn't have done that. We should have kept it as a set. But then who gets the set? So, no, I don't have a whole set anymore. But I will say last summer, I lost my oldest grandson. He's 20 years old, last time in a car accident. And I heard the song Gratitude on here just a little bit ago. And you better believe I threw up my hands. Because all I have is a heart full of hallelujah. I mean, how many Gabbies can say that I have no doubt that my 20-year-old grandson is running on streets of gold? He's not in that broken body anymore. He had a heart of gratitude, and he didn't care who knew about it. Amen. And he loved to sing and praise the Lord, and he didn't care who knew about it. And now he's reached his ultimate goal, and he's enjoying his heavenly mansion. So, now I kind of forgot. Oh, and so when it would have been his, I forgot what I was going to say.
No, you're doing good.
When it would have been his 21st birthday, which was January 25th, I had a lot of people over for a meal. His favorite meal was shrimp scampi. Boy, could he eat a ton of it.
All right. Thank you, Darlene. Just opening your heart, your story and your life and your family and sharing the good china. You know, if you have good china, she reminds us, who are you saving it for? I don't know. What are you saving it for? Pull it out. Donna's pretty good. My wife, Donna, she's pretty good about that. She'll pull it out. And I'm thinking, hey, Donna, you got grandkids here. This stuff isn't going to survive. That's all right. And so it's a good reminder. Thank you, Darlene. Appreciate it. You can join us. Tributes to Mom, 888-1717. Melody is in Arizona. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you today?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. What's your tribute?
So I had the amazing pleasure of having two moms, my own mom and my mother-in-law. I knew both of them for 16 years each. My mom died when I was 16, and then I got married to my husband, knew my mother-in-law for 16 years before she went to heaven. Mm-hmm. And both of them were big reflections of Jesus, that Jesus was one of their best friends, and you knew that about both of them. And so that has really left an imprint in my life of, be bold about Jesus. If you believe in him and he is your friend, talk about him. And that has been just something that has resounded in my life since they left this earth and went to heaven.
And I bet you they were different personalities, probably different kinds of women, I would assume, right?
So true. Yes. Very different. But
yet they both left that imprint in your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. My mother-in-law, when we would leave, anytime we would leave, we would always say, okay, goodbye, I love you, hallelujah. And we do that today. Even when we're saying bye to our non-Christian friends, we'll say goodbye, love you, hallelujah. And some of our non-Christian friends have started saying hallelujah back. So
that's good.
We're spreading seeds.
Now, are you a mom now?
I am. I have four boys.
And these boys got big plans for you for Mother's Day? I mean, are they planning ahead? Or what's going on here?
Well, my oldest is 13 and my youngest is 5, so they're not big planners, but I think I'll get a nap in, so it's a win.
It's just getting a nap. There you go. Just, I'm happy with a nap and not standing in line at a restaurant, right? Okay. Thank you, Melody. Happy Mother's Day to you. Tributes to Mom. Let me see. Let's go to Peggy, who's next. Hi, Peggy. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your tribute to Mom today?
My mom worked helped at a food pantry for 30 years.
Mm.
And even when she quit driving, she still had me take her to those to help out. And she's been gone 2 years, and she got sick on my dad's 90th birthday, and she died the next day.
Wow. So what, she didn't, it wasn't a lingering illness?
Nope. Wow. She had a stroke and was gone.
Huh. But your memories are sweet. Your memories are refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
How has her life of service impacted you and your view of serving others as an adult now?
Oh, I help at just about anything I can. I still do. You know, she had that such an impact of, you know, helping other people. And, you know, she said, oh, that little bit, you know, helps change people and just makes the world a better place, knowing somebody cares about other people.
Amen to that. All right. Thank you, Peggy. Appreciate your call from beautiful Michigan today. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Mom's Tributes today, today and tomorrow. We're going to stay here after the bottom of the hour and just talk a little bit more and hear tributes that we can share on the air tomorrow, going into this Mother's Day weekend. So give us a call. One thing you appreciate about Mom, you remember about Mom, maybe she's living, maybe she's in heaven. But one thing you want to give a shout out, 888-888-1717.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And when you do, you're a difference maker in a world that needs some people to make a difference. And that's one thing that God's called us to. Our little part of the world impact, you're helping make it possible. We're doing it together. We're on this journey we call living intentionally in Christ. And I thank you for your support. I really do. And on behalf of our entire team here, your monthly support keeps us going. And as I mentioned earlier, when you join us, we'll send you a link to the access to all of the teaching that we have online. So all you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. All right, back to the calls, going over to New Mexico. Let me see here. Rosanna is on line 5. Hi, Rosanna. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How
Terrific.
Are you?
Good, good. What's your tribute to Mom today?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, it was not an easy growing up as a child in my household. There were a lot of whys, but my eyes were open, and I just witnessed a lot of sacrificial love that my mom chose to give. You know, even though she couldn't be everything that you were hoping to have as a mom or as a child, she showed every day that she believed, she hoped, and she endured all things. And it was just such a beautiful thing to witness as I got older, you know, having the ability to be able to take care of my mom and my dad to their last breath and just see that they survived 76 years of marriage.
Wow.
And it was just came down to a choice. I lost them both in 2021, 30 days apart. It was during COVID. I took care of them for many, many years. I was the only daughter here to be able to do that. I had three small kids of my own. And the priority really for me was to just let my kids see that tomorrow's not promised. And all that's really going to stand is how much you loved and how much you gave.
That's right.
And that's what you're going to be remembered for. And, you know, the Lord took them home 30 days apart. And I just thank God that I had the privilege and honor of being able to give them just a small portion of what they gave me. When you're young, you don't realize what you've been given. But as you get older, you know, it's just such a great jewel to have in your hearts to know that
you were part of that journey with them, and you gave them everything. And that way, when they leave this world, you know you gave them the greatest gift, and that was the love and the sacrifice that they gave you.
Yeah, and I think you learned some valuable lessons. If I was reading between some of the lines and things you were sharing, it sounds like Mom had a tough life, had a difficult difficult years.
Yeah, and I'm having, and I'm having a tough life myself. But guess what? God showed me that you can persevere and endure through everything. And guess what? Your circumstances don't determine your outcome.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's certainly a lesson. You know, I'll tell you, we learned that lesson in a story way back in the book of Genesis when we see Joseph, who was by his brothers put into captivity, right? Dropped into the pit, put into captivity. And then they came to him later. It's a fantastic story, needing him to save them. And he did, without retribution, without punishment. And the message I've always gotten from that story and the stories of others is it's not what happens to us that makes the difference. It's what happens in us that makes the biggest difference in our life. Wow. We've had some great stories today, Jennifer, haven't we? Are you up to hanging around here for another half hour?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Well, the radio, we're over live here. They're going to shut us off here. The computer just shuts us off here in about 2 minutes, which is fine. Of course, we'll be back on another day. But I'll tell you what, we're going to stay here in the studio and just talk to you all off the air, record your comments, and then we'll share them again tomorrow so we don't lose the great momentum of all the calls. So I tell you what, the phone lines reopen. You want to get in on a tribute? Here's what you can do. Give a tribute to Mom and then tell her to tune in tomorrow and hear it. That's better than a card, right? Save you a card. 888-888-1717 is the number. Give us a call. We'll let you give a tribute to Mom here off air for tomorrow's program. I'm Dr. Randy. I want to give a tribute to my mom. She's been having a lot of years. My mom was a hard worker. She was committed to my dad, to the family. She was a traditional mom growing up where she just did what needed to get done. It wasn't about her. She just did it. And she was very sacrificial in her giving and was instrumental and a very talented writer and could have done even much more than she did, but she wrote the things she did write impacted so many people. She was also a beauty queen when she was a teenager, which went to the other side of the family, by the way, didn't hit me. We're going to take a break for 24 hours and be back with more, but leave the phone lines open for you at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. Have a great day. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.